Welcome to Leaning Toward Wisdom. This is a Craving Encouragement moment for Friday the 13th. Ooh, March the 13th, 2020. You superstitious? Nah, me neither. Did I say this was a Craving Encouragement moment? Well, it is. The best definition I ever heard of overthinking is creating problems that are never there. Today, let me encourage us to just do stuff. To do stuff while avoiding thinking of all the things that could go wrong. Today, it's about thinking, what if it goes right? What if it goes well? Because it could. It might. In fact, it's likely. We'll never know if we don't try. Fear stops us. But today needs to be the day, a notable day, because, well, it's a Friday the 13th, to give it a go and fail if we must. But we might succeed, and our success might be a wild success. How are we going to know if we don't try? And if we fail, here's what we're going to do. We're going to laugh it off. We're going to get back up, and we're either going to do it again because, well, one failure doesn't mean we're doing it wrong, or we'll adjust and we'll do it slightly different. The good news is we get to decide what we will do, but the urgent thing is that we do something and that we keep doing it. Winston Churchill said, "When I look back on all those worries, I remember the story of the old man who said on his deathbed that he'd had a lot of trouble in his life, most of which had never happened." Stop worrying about it. Stop thinking that it may not work. Stop thinking that everybody is watching. You know that that's not true. I certainly know that's not true. Unless you've got millions of followers on social media, you know that nobody is paying attention to your life. I can post something in social media and I only get crickets. Nobody likes it. Nobody shares it. Nobody does anything with it. Well, that's a blessing. It's a blessing because we can try stuff without any fear of failure or embarrassment, except in our head. So today, get out of your head. Theodore Roosevelt said, "In a moment of decision, the best thing you can do is the right thing to do. The next best thing is the wrong thing. And the worst thing you can do is nothing." Today, it's about being the sunlight, being in the sunlight of optimism. It's about working harder to battle our fears and our pessimism, thinking it won't work, it's not going to work. Starting today, Friday the 13th, 2020, and all through the weekend, let's try an experiment. Let's put in the work. Let's do the things that we most want to try to do, and let's assume it'll work out. Let's assume success. Yes, I know failure is always possible, but success is too. So let's bet on success. What if for the next 3 days we refuse to be pessimistic about what we're doing? I'm not talking about thinking about it. I'm talking about actually doing it. And we embrace optimism, choosing rather to believe that our work, our efforts, they're going to pay off. So do something. Do the one thing that you have refused to do up to now because, well, you were afraid. Stop being so afraid that you don't do anything. Yes, I'm giving you permission. Be afraid. That's okay. Be afraid. Just do it anyway. Pick the one thing that you know is in your way. The one action that you have not taken that you know, deep down, you know this action may make a difference. It may make a big difference. Do that one thing. And believe that it will work out to your favor. Helen Keller wrote, "Optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence." So go do it. And if you want my help, shoot me a message using that contact page over at the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com. Let me know what you're going to do. Let me know you did it. And then let me know how it turned out. My promise to you is I will reply and I will give you encouragement to keep moving forward. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is leaningtowardwisdom.com. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.